Great New Orleanians. She was born, I guess, in a hospital in town, actually, though, so she was born in New Orleans proper. Her father's family were among the owners and directors of the Algiers Ferry to New Orleans, and also in the hardware business.
Her religion is?
Yeah, she's a Roman Catholic.
And her education?
She has a bachelor's with, I guess it's education with minors in biology and English from Loyola.
She's has she taught?
Not much. She's a librarian.
Oh.
She's also a gold and silversmith of some ability. Mm-hmm. Has taught that.
Mm-hmm. Is she very active in organizations, civic or something?
She hates joining.
Mm-hmm. Are her ancestors French?
Yeah. I think there's one bit of, I'm quite sure though. There's a little Spanish somewhere in the late 18th century. She has a sort of interesting family background on one or two of the signs anyway. There's one lady who is her ancestress who was undoubtedly the mistress of the Baron Carondelet, who was the governor here in Spanish days, and she appears quite entertainingly in some of the memoirs of the period, a real live number. We own still, as a matter of fact, my wife does, a large miniature, if that's possible. It's large for a miniature. It's a pin, really, I guess. Showing her in a shepherdess costume of the period of Marie Antoinette, more or less, with a real peekaboo effect, the sort of a lawn, I guess you'd call it, over her bosom, which permits, nonetheless, two little roses to appear somehow. My wife's great aunt, who had this, was so embarrassed by it that she kept it in the bank box so that the children couldn't see it. Anyway, she was married to somebody else, and so her children bore the name of her husband. But actually, I believe the woman, the daughter from whom my wife is descended, was actually the illegitimate daughter of Carondelet, as far as I can make out. There's certainly a marked resemblance between them, because oil paintings of both survived.
Was your wife bilingual also as a child?
No, she's one generation out of that. Her grandmother, with whom we lived for a while when we were first married, spoke a very good brand of French. She had gone the whole route at the Ursuline Academy, finishing school, the oldest school in the United States, as a matter of fact, for girls, founded 1727. In those days, you could either finish in French or in English, and she had finished in French, and so she wrote and spoke French very well.
Yeah.
She died 20 years ago, I guess, 18 years ago, maybe. She was a Gardaire. Her great-grandfather was the treasurer of the state of Louisiana, and seems to have profited by it. owned two large plantations.
A lot of state officials tend to profit.
Yeah, there's a very handsome house also on right outside the French Quarter on Esplanade that he built. He was a native of Bordeaux. And as I say, the girl he married was the heiress of the Carondelets, presumably. I find, for example, my wife's family didn't know this, but I find that he was the president of the Carondelet Canal.